Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton. Hop in the front seat with me. We're rolling down the road right now, heading out on a quail hunt. We're down in East Texas, and our destination, our first destination, is a Brookshire store, a grocery store up here in Emory, Texas. We're going to meet Mr. Terry Tate, who's going to hunt quail with us. Now, Terry is a big bore air rifle builder. He builds air shotguns, too. Good friend of mine. Terry's going to link up with us and shoot quail with me, and then we're going to Hidden Lakes Hunting Resort down just on the shores of Lake Fork, and we're going to link up with Mr. Cord Burnett, who is the manager of Hidden Lakes. Cord's family owns the place. It's an awesome place to hunt quail. So have a sip of coffee with me here in the front seat of the old pickup. In just a few minutes, we'll be pulling in the Brookshire store and see if we can link up with Mr. Terry Tate. Well, hello, Terry. Grab your stuff and jump on in here with me. Let's go shoot some quail.
I'm ready.
Buddy, I see that 28-gauge double barrel. I think you just look like you're ready to shoot birds to me.
I'm ready to shoot.
Well, okay. All right, folks, we're going to drive on down to Hidden Lakes. It'll take us about 15 minutes, and Mr. Cord Burnett's going to be down there with us, and we'll resume when we get to the bird shooting operation. Well, folks, we made it down to Hidden Lakes, and Cord, like I told you, is standing by. I hear some dogs barking, Cord.
They're ready to get out and go shoot some birds. I tell you, they're ready to get on the field and get after it. It's a cool morning.
You bet. Well, the morning is just right. The temperature, we had a little cool front come down. I wish everybody listening to us could be here with us, but this is an awesome place to hunt birds. They have the long flight pins and they're flight conditioned, and it's as close to hunting wild quail as I've come. And the fact is, there are no wild quail to hunt around here, right?
They've left here about 25 years ago, so pin raise as far as East Texas is about all you're gonna get, and we've done a really, really good job as far as raising a good flying quail, and all of our clients are really pleased with them.
I've been with you since you opened 6 or 7 years ago, whatever, and I've had a lot of good hunts. What's the website here, Cord, for people that might want to look at the pictures and learn more?
It's www.hiddenlakeshr.com.
HiddenLakesHR.com. Well, what do you say we go see if we can get a quail, round up a quail or two?
That sounds good. Nothing like a good shotgun in the mornings.
Well, folks, we're out in the field now, and we're hunting with Dennis Hyde. Dennis, man, is that dog, looks like he's getting birdie up there.
I do believe them dogs are birdie up there, guys. So y'all get ready. As soon as we get up here, we'll get on point. I'll ask you to get ready, kick that safety off, and we'll get on it. So as soon as I run this flush dog in, get on them birds and kill them.
Well, I'm going to stay on a recorder here and let Terry do the shooting. Okay? You want to walk forward?
All right.
I'm following you, bud.
All right, Terry, here we go. We're getting real close. All right. They're locked down.
Boy, that's a pretty point.
Pretty point. These dogs are awesome. All right, guys, here we go. Terry, you ready? Jane.
Boy, that's one down. One for the pot, Terry. I tell you what, he's going to be good. Now we need to get a limit of him, don't we?
That's right, Luke.
Well, folks, we just wrapped up our quail hunt, and sure enough, Terry and I both got a limit of birds. I had to do a whole lot more shooting to get my limit than Terry. But if you hunt with old Luke very much, you can understand I'm not the best shot in the world, but I managed to get one every now and then. We've got a lot of good quail on ice, and we're going to get them up here and get them clean, eat a good lunch. I really enjoy all of you tuning in this week and being with me. This is the first of this type show that we've done in a while. We took you on an elk hunt back in early September, but these are a lot of fun to go on, and I hope we can kind of relate a little bit of it to you through our show each week. Do remember to go online, hppr.org, and there you can listen to the archive of this show. Folks, thanks again for being with me. Make sure and tune in. Next week, we're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Margaret Holmes Seasoned Canned Goods, Air Force Air Guns, Shockstrap, Night Sight, and SunOpticsUSA.com.